we're trying to get the mix right for the farmer, something that obviously works in the environment that we're working in. So it's a tropical environment most of the time, tropical to subtropical. It has to work in a rotation with cane often. And then it needs to have a root and plant system that can grow out of water. And by that I mean we call it a system of alternate wetting and drying. It's a bit like you water your cane down the furrow. It's the same system for rice. And this is unique, believe it or not. It's not used around the rest of the world too much. So it's taken a lot of learning, not just for varieties, but the actual system to use. And we're still learning, I can tell you.
Yeah. The varieties that you're talking about there, are they all varieties of Dungara or are they something different?
Look, we're working on long grain varieties, which Dungara is one. But we also are working on medium grain styles, so Japonica background varieties, which means Japanese background varieties as well. Ideally, we'd probably have one or two of each up here. We're trying to grow two crops a year, one at dry season, one wet season. So we need varieties that actually suit both environments, and then you get variability between Mackay and say the Burdekin. So that there's a lot to look at.
The whole rice thing has gathered a lot of attention in the Mackay region this past 12 months. People are talking about it and people are starting to ask, how big can this thing get? Well, how big can rice get in the Mackay region?
It's a really good question, and I probably aren't the one to answer it properly. But you know, I'm very excited by seeing both the potential, what we're seeing growing here at the moment, but also the interest of the farmers and opportunity for it to fit as a complementary crop to cane. And that by that I mean, you know, it doesn't take over cane, it fits into the fallow region. And I see it fitting that purpose quite well.
Russell Ford from Rice Research Australia. Today, Russell's on the property of Andrew Barfield, who's pretty well known around the Mackay region as being the person who first got the ball rolling for rice in this area. Now, I'm sure lots of you grow your own tomatoes or lettuce or other tasty little goodies at home, harvest them yourselves, and prepare them and cook them and eat them in the comfort of your own home. But how many of you grow your own rice, harvest it, thresh it, and cook it up right there at your own home? Well, that's exactly what Andrew and his wife Stephanie do. So, I've got a feeling that if we wander around Andrew's farm, we might spot him perhaps harvesting a little bit of rice right now.
Because they're all small plots, you've got to harvest like this. This is a low GI variety that we're very interested in. Actually, I quite enjoy this. I've never, which is lucky because you've seen the amount of rice I've got that has to be cut like this.
Stephanie, what is this thing we're looking at here?
It's a threshing machine which threshes the paddy, and then when the paddy is ready, the grain comes out of this thresher, and then that's ready to be milled then.
Does the rice taste better if you thresh it yourself?
Yes, it does. And also if you mill it yourself and you cook it immediately, it always tastes sweeter and nicer.
We've got a wheelbarrow full of the harvested rice that Andrew just harvested. It's basically long, what are we going to say, 60, 80 centimetre stalks of rice out of the ground?
Yes.
Okay, now you pick up a bunch in your hand. Why don't I let you switch it on and get going? Excellent. You want to switch it off for a second? All right, I've seen you put the rice in the top, but what's happened now?
Well, I've already threshed some of this rice.
Yep.
And I still got a few to go.
But where's the rice?
The rice is just at the bottom of this machine.
I can see. So we've got a bucket at the bottom here, haven't we?
Yes, we have. And it's it looks really lovely, and it's a long grain rice.
Yeah, it does look great in the husks.
It does.
What are you going to eat with that bit of rice, Steffi?
I'm going to do a curry with it and some rendang. And I bet this will taste really sweet and nice. It's quite fresh.
Excellent. I'm very impressed. I've learned something, Steffi. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you.